You are in a war. It is a spiritual war. Too many are looking to the things of this natural world, and they are very concerned. And there is a degree of justification for that. However, for my church, you need to understand there is a greater war, a greater battle, and a greater threat that is going on right now in the realm of the Spirit. You are being attacked. Attacked in the area of your emotions and your thoughts. You are being attacked in such a way to where your thoughts begin to justify themselves out of the emotions they touch. Because of this, many in my church are becoming weaker instead of stronger. Many in my church are backsliding, not so much away from Jesus as their Savior, but away from their fellowship with me. Many no longer see a genuine value in prayer, in my word, in faithful attendance to church. Other things make more sense to them, and they justify those decisions based upon the thoughts and the emotions. Hear me well. I cannot keep you from making the wrong choices. Too many in my church believe that I am in control and that I choose what you choose. That I determine what direction you'll go. But do you really believe that I would set a course for your life that would lead you away from me? Too many of my children are depending upon me more than they should, because the decision to follow me is totally yours. I have already made the decision that you can follow me and that I want you to follow me. But too many of my children are just waiting for me to violate their will and make them do something they already know they should be doing. I have provided for you my word. I have provided for you the instructions on what to do to win the battles in your life, to win the battles in your emotions, to win the battles concerning the decisions that you make. All of this is in my word. But if you do not adhere to it, if you do not utilize what I have already given you, what more can I do? I gave Adam the instructions on what he was to do. I made it very, very clear to him how he should act and respond. I let him know what he was permitted to eat and not eat. And yet, another message was presented to him. It impacted his thoughts and his emotions. And he disobeyed me and did what he was not supposed to do. If I were going to change anyone and force them to do something against their will, I would have done it with Adam. You absolutely must learn from that example. You can choose to be lukewarm if you want. You can choose to press into me. You can choose to walk away from me. It is your choice. I already made my choice when I sent my son to earth to complete a work to make it possible for you to be a member of my family as my child. What you do beyond that is totally up to you. Too many of my children do not realize the magnitude of the war they're in. And some of them are being pulled away. And in some cases, they are being pulled so far away from me, they will not return. You need to understand. I have made myself available. I have told you that you can come before my throne of grace. But if you don't do these things, there's nothing I can do. I make myself available to you, but you must choose. Separate yourself from the things of this world. Separate yourself from those destructive emotions, those thoughts that do not line up with my word and my desires for you. Focus on me. As my word says, set your affections on things above, not on the things of this world. You absolutely must be strong in these last days. For my son said that only those who endure will be with me for eternity. So think hard about these things and understand no one in my church, no one in my church is absent from the potential of this downfall. Everyone faces these challenges. So give your heart to these things. Focus on what I'm saying. Guard yourself. And if you will be diligent about these matters, then just like my word says, you will never fall. I say this to you this day to let you know you are in a major battle. This is a major spiritual warfare. Fight the good fight of faith. Rise above all the turmoil. Be strong in me and walk in the victory that I have given you, says the Lord.